Sheriff, how are you this morning?
Great, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for being on the program. We had a young lady on the program who had a challenge with one of your officers, and I thought it was interesting, not so much because she had a minor challenge with one of your officers, but I think what her story brought to the forefront was that not only is your department challenged with a lack of officers because of a lack of budget, but it's only going to get worse as we get to 2011.
That's right. I didn't hear the lady and myself, but the undersheriff did, as you know, and we have contacted her, and we assure her that we will follow up. That's not proper response for our officers.
Well, what had got me to thinking, she had mentioned that she had been waiting for about 50 minutes. She had her two young children in the car, and she understands your challenge, that department challenge, as far as getting out to situations like that. So she didn't take issue with that. It was just the way that the interaction between her and the officer went.
Sure.
But more importantly, what I wanted to talk about is more specifically, Sheriff, is what is going to happen January 1. What changes are going to be on the roads and where you're patrolling, and what changes are going to be at the jail?
Well, come January 1, our response time is going to be greatly increased for a lot of different crimes. The more serious crimes, if you're in imminent danger, we'll do our best to get a car there as quick as we can. But our response will be deferred for less serious things. And without trying to give you a laundry list of things, I'll just give you a couple of examples. You come home and somebody's kicked your door in, but there's nobody there. Or somebody's stolen your mailbox or your bike out of your front yard. Those responses are going to take a while. So that would be kind of a thumbnail sketch of what's going to happen. In the terms of the jail, we're going to have about 70 less beds than we had today. And so as a consequence, there will be 70 more criminals that will be somewhere other than the jail.
When we talk about January 1, 2011, exactly how many officers will be on the road patrolling Ingham County during the day shift and during the night shift?
There will be a total of 12 officers left for those two shifts, so roughly 6 a shift.
And I believe it's 11 communities by the time January 1 comes will not have police service, or maybe even more than
12.
That if you include Williamstown Township.
Well, Williamstown is going to do something different, but still, that's not very many people. And you've got to consider this, Tony, is we also have other duties that the sheriff has to do. For example, a hospital guard for sick and injured prisoners, we have to do for everybody, for every department. So there will be days where there are days now when we have a few more people than we will have in January. There are days now we don't have a car on the road because they're all in the hospital guarding prisoners.
And when it comes to the jail, that's going to be 70 less beds that you have. So what will happen with those prisoners? Will more people be put on tethers? Will they just be let go? What will happen?
Well, it'll be a combination of things. The tether situation is a discretion of the judge. Whether they come to jail or not is a discretion of the judge. They can put them in jail and we'll be overcrowded and do what we've done in the past where you got people coming in the front door where you're pushing them out the back. So it's going to be a combination of those things.
Sheriff, what's your relationship with the judges who place folks in your jail or under the protection of the Ingham County Sheriff? Is it good? Could it be better? Are you allowed to have some say if prisoners should be allowed to be tethered or be put in jail?
No, for the most part, we don't. I would say that our relationship with the judges, though, is excellent. They've always responded well to special needs. In particular, if you have a prisoner who has a dire illness or some special health need that may be getting out of jail soon anyhow, they've always cooperated with us in getting those people out of there to free up the bed and save the county expense of, hospital care, those kind of things. So I characterize our relationship with the judges as excellent. They don't like this any more than I do. They recognize it's not the sheriff that's caused this to happen.
Well, once we get to January 1, your funding, of course, is approved by the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Do you anticipate more cuts as you get into the year? Are you hopeful that you may be able to get some additional funds?
Well, our budget's set for 2011, so I don't see that changing. Well, we'll start the 2012 budget here, I don't know, fairly soon, probably first part of the year. And what'll happen then is anybody's guess.
What happens to that space in the jail when you take away those 70 beds? Is it just left empty?
Yes. That's a cell block that'll be empty.
Is it possible that you could lease that space out for other prisoners from other jurisdictions?
It's possible, but we rent almost 200 beds now that aren't available to local judges, and that's been a very difficult process to try to keep those beds full. But in addition to that, I get emails from other sheriffs that are trying to rent beds as well. There's probably another dozen sheriffs out there trying to rent beds that can't do it. So that probably isn't going to happen.
So you almost need a Craigslist to try and find those extra funds, don't you?
Right. Well, one of the things it does do is it gives a little flexibility in maintenance on the jail, because we've been full and overcrowded so much, it's difficult to go in and paint and do the necessary maintenance things. So what we can do is use that empty post to move prisoners into, to make another post empty and do the necessary maintenance. So we can do a little switching around and kind of tidy things up around the place a little bit.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. Ingham County Sheriff Gene Rigglesworth is on the other end of our McLaren Health Plan phone line. And finally, Sheriff, before I let you go, when you talk about funding, it's such a challenge for so many jurisdictions. Do you and other sheriffs try to get together and lobby for more funding, especially from the state? And you've got a new administration coming in. Will there be any efforts there?
Well, there'll always be. Our associations are always, got their ear to the wall to see if there's some money coming down the pike. But, I mean, the state's probably in worse shape than the county. So I don't, my crystal ball isn't clear on that issue. I do know this, that I will be talking to the area chiefs there soon about whether there is any desire to see if we want to try a millage, a countywide millage for law enforcement, because Ingham County isn't the only jurisdiction in the county that's hurting for staff and funding. So we're going to try to explore that and see if there's any, groundswell to do that. And if there is, maybe we'll pursue that.
And, Sheriff, one more question popped up. There's been a rash of armed robberies around Lansing. I know that's not in your jurisdiction, but I know that you stay on top of information like that. What's your take on that? Why is that happening, and are you seeing the same in Ingham County?
Well, we are. I mean, not necessarily with a gun, but we're having a rash of B&Es and car larcenies. Lansing and Delta has been hit with a number of armed robberies. Actually, that one gang that hit Lansing, one of our deputies caught the guys as they're getting ready to hit a gas station at Pennsylvania and Miller here a couple of weeks ago. Our deputy went by and recognized the suspect car, so he was the one that caught him. But it's just part of the whole economy. People are hurting for money, and they're going to do what they can do to get by.
All right, and if folks see anything that may be valuable information when we talk about crimes like this, who should they call, Sheriff?
Well, it depends on the jurisdiction, but if you see something that you think is pertinent to a crime, dial 911. They'll sort it out up there and get it to the right person.
All right, Sheriff. Thanks so much for your time. Always appreciate having you on.
Thank you, Tony.